To be sure, to conceive of the Bible as a collection of stories of the story, all, of course, within a plot that leads to Christ and the consummation, necessarily leads to epistemic humility, or what Leslie Newbegin called a proper confidence. But knowing our place under the sun doesn't mean we don't have firm footing. It only means we can stand in only one place at one time. Our plots are but attempts to frame the stories of the story. They are not the story. Leslie Newbegin pointed us to epistemic humility. In the history of the church, many have been tempted to what we might call epistemic monogamy. That is, to be faithful and true and committed to one person in the Bible. Some are committed to Jesus and have a Jesus-only theology. Others are committed to the Apostle John's Christology. Yet others will only speak in terms of the Apostle Paul's soteriology. These epistemic monogamists creatively exploit the vision of one biblical author or figure, but fail to treat the other biblical authors with the same engagement. What we are calling for is, to use an inelegant term, epistemic promiscuity. For many years, admittedly, I was an epistemic monogamist. I focused the majority of my attention on the Synoptic Gospels in order to grasp Jesus' own vision of the kingdom of God. At times, I sneaked into the meal cabins of others for an affair or two and wrote commentaries on Galatians and 1 Peter. But I was relieved when done, so I could go back to my first love. During this time, I nursed a grudge against Paul and even the Apostle John for ignoring the verbal vision of Jesus about the kingdom of God. That is, they wrote about justification and church and eternal life instead of carrying on Jesus' language game of the kingdom of God. I could not understand why Paul dropped discipleship language, why he seemed to ignore the Sermon on the Mount, and why John translated kingdom into eternal life. The linguistic turn of postmodernity saved me, and it liberated me as it justified Paul and gave new life to John to take Jesus' story of the story and make it their own story of the story. I've come to see these new linguistic creations to be good, indeed very good. No single story, not even Jesus's, can tell the whole story. So you ask, why call this a tricky story? I'm glad you asked, since that's what I want to answer next. Most of us are familiar with Wikipedia. Those who say they aren't will be sentenced to read Karl Barth's Church Dogmatics for 8 consecutive hours for not telling the truth. Wikipedia has its detractors and its problems, but that won't keep the world or our students from using it. It is a collaborative, democratic, interactive, developing encyclopedia to which anyone in the world ostensibly can make a contribution. It's not like your father's encyclopedia, whether that was World Book or Britannica. Instead, it can change daily with articles deleted and completely rewritten. In calling the Bible a wiki story, I will bracket off the problems of bad contributors and instead focus on one element, the ongoing reworking of the biblical story by new authors with new perspectives. What I will call our attention to is that each author will tell that story in his own way. Each biblical author, whether we talk of Moses and the Pentateuch, or the so-called Deuteronomic histories, or the Chronicler, Job or Ecclesiastes, or the various prophets, each of these authors tells his version of the story. They tell stories of the story. Sometimes one author will pick up the story of someone else, as when the Chronicler picks up 1 and 2 Kings and casts it, or when Isaiah picks up Micah and Hosea. But other times, we have wholesale new stories with Daniel, or Jeremiah, or Ezekiel. The experts will tell us they're building on the others, but let the experts talk about those things. Each of these are stories of the story. They are articulations of the deep magic. None of these stories is final. None of them is comprehensive. None of them is absolute. None of them is exhaustive. Each of them tells a true story of that story. To grasp that story, we need to grasp the plot.